This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Buttes, North Dakota. There's a first time for everything, and this is the first time for me in the Twin Buttes, and if you know where it is, or if you don't, I'd love for you to join us on a beautiful North Dakota day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. What's on your mind? The Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, held twice each summer, two communities impacted by oil and gas development. It offers folks in the community the opportunity to get out and learn about the ins and outs of the oil and gas industry. It, really, that's for anybody in North Dakota. I mean, there's a, I would say, woefully short amount of knowledge about the industry. For instance, I-29 East, as an example. And so come on out. Just drop whatever you were going to do today and come to Twin Buttes. Now, I didn't get to the good part. So a lot of good information. And you can listen to the experts, talk to the experts, see them. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council there today. Lynn Helms, the top regulator in North Dakota, knows where every inch of the industry is and where it's going. That kind of level of information that you're asking in the way of a Q&A, it's really good. But then at 4, so the info session's at 2, then at 4, free barbecue. And this isn't like, maybe I'm going to do a weenie or a brat. I'll throw on a puny little hamburger. This is like ribs and every kind of awesome barbecue, beef, brisket, and I mean, you can't even believe it. It's just, it's really, really good barbecue. It's some fun stuff, some desserts, and the whole deal. So it's fun. And live music, too, by ND22. I have a question for Todd, the radio god Mitchell, and Manny, our fine engineer here today on the program. Do you guys like free stuff? Yes or no?
No, absolutely not.
No, Todd doesn't. Okay, Manny, how about you?
I couldn't say it with a straight face.
Free stuff okay by you?
Yeah.
Manny's busy pushing buttons.
I think his response is, do you have to ask?
Just by his silence is
right.
Do you have to ask. Yeah,
it's like, really, you need to ask that question.
So, you can go to things and, they hand out a pencil. They hand out a little nail clipper, something like that. But this is not that. This is like really cool free stuff. My favorite example, and I got to find it here so I can remember to plug who gave it to me. A little lantern, a battery-operated lantern, like for, camping. A nice one, though, with lots of light and the whole thing. Really, really nice. So, just fun, cool yo-yos and just, fun, good free stuff. So, anyway, I've told you what you need to know about Twin Buttes, North Dakota. Come on out, check it out. And it's amazing. Continental Resources, Wyoming Casing, Crestwood. You got Lind Engineering. You got Burren E&P Operating, Gravity Purity Oil Field Services. You have Enerplus, Gravity Oil Field Services, JCAM, Halliburton, XTO, WPX, Endeavor, Rimrock, Weatherford. A lot of folks there today. So it'll be great. Come on out. Join the fun at the Cook Fest. And we'll be, if you can find us in Twin Buttes, I'll give you a little prize during the show here, because we're in the Twin Buttes bunker, as a matter of fact. So anyway, this is a beautiful day, and we're looking forward to chatting with you to find out what's on your mind. Lynn Helms will join us today from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, making his way to Twin Buttes. That'll be next hour. And we're going to catch up with some of the folks here locally as well. And in the meantime, talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do on the program. I wanted to share a Today Show piece that I thought was really interesting. We spent some time yesterday talking about how newsrooms make decisions, how they cover things, and how you ought to be aware of the inherent bias that makes up even what they decide to cover, okay? So, playing on that example from yesterday, Today Show, NBC News, what are we going to cover today? here's something they cooked up. Let's go to a big Trump county in an important state that made the difference for Donald Trump, and let's find out if they've abandoned him now because of this whole stuff with Putin and, you know, the intelligence community and all that. Even Republicans are mad about this. So for sure, these people are off the bandwagon. And that's the outcome the newsroom wants. All the news apparatus of the Today Show, Miss Reporter, get in a plane, go out there and find those people. Okay? And here's what they found. Listen.
When he kind of backtracked those statements today, did that surprise you?
Well, he did get some Republican backlash on that, and I think they just didn't hear the whole story before they started coming after him, so he was just trying to appease them a little bit.
Some voters in red states are praising Mr. Trump's approach to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
What they've been doing in years past, being enemies with him and just not talking to him or anything, hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. So why not try something new?
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, a county that flipped from blue to red in 2016, many here say the president is still their guy.
I know there's a lot of backlash going on now, especially when he said, well, I said I didn't and I didn't, but whatever.
A lot of people weren't happy.
Yeah, but I'm totally in support of him.
And why? Why are you so supporting him?
Because he's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman, working class person's president. He's trying to make this country great again.
Even local Republican leaders like Aaron Decker aren't wavering.
Do you support the president?
Yes.
Do you continue to support him despite
this
week?
Yes.
And while lawmakers worry about America's place on the world stage, some Trump voters aren't concerned.
I'm not one bit worried about the rest of the world. They ain't worried about us, so, you know, I'm not worried one bit about what the rest of the world thinks.
And Morgan, you talked to those people, obviously. They weren't concerned with the backlash, but were they concerned with the Republican backlash against the president?
They were not, Hoda. In fact, they doubled down because they said their allegiance is to the president. In fact, they said they were upset with their elected officials because they feel like they were not getting the job they were sent there to do. They weren't completing it because they weren't standing behind the president 100%.
Isn't that amazing? Now, let me do this. I'm going to give the Today Show credit for not coming back and spiking this story. Although I don't doubt there's an ulterior motive of them saying, you know, look how dumb these people look. I can't even believe they're saying this. You know, trying to act like it's a bunch of hayseeds out there. But, you know, they aired it. And the comments were different than they obviously were going to Wisconsin to get. Here's my question for you. And we heard from many of you the day after. I came on the air prepared to say, you know, Trump's not perfect. And this really isn't that big a deal, but there's a lot of pylon going on right now, and you know, every once in a while, he's not going to say something. Well, the president himself the next day said, you know, I would instead of wouldn't, and, you know, obviously has touched that up a little bit since, so the president himself. But I asked you before I answered, you know, myself, and one after another were very much what we just heard from Wisconsin. So my question is, why is that? In other words, let's be fair for a second. If Barack Obama had done what Vladimir Putin did on that stage, you know what we would do? We would rip him. But I think we would rip him because however long he'd been in office to that point, we'd know what exactly we had got from this guy. Versus Donald Trump has built up a reservoir. He has built capital because of his actions. So that's why I think we say, give me a break, whatever, just brush it off. Oh, you're hypocrites! No, I'm not. He's doing a good job. You're nitpicking. You're trying to go there. And even if he legitimately screws up on something, which everybody does, we're human beings. We're not about to say, you know, sort of like your kid coming home, crashed a car, and you know. Oh, you okay? I mean, all right. It's, you know, car insurance, deductibles, whatever. But, you know, do you love them still? Of course. So I think they don't get that. I think they don't. So my question to you in this audience is why? Why does Trump have that level of support? And from your own standpoint, at any point with Republicans piling on and, you know, the world crashing down on Donald Trump over this one comment? Did you go, ooh, gosh, I wish he hadn't done, you know, darn it anyway? I mean, was there a doubt in your mind at all? And if not, why not? So I'd be kind of curious of your opinions on that, because I think it's amazing. And you know what? The swamp, which is the Democratic Party apparatus, you know, a fair amount of the Republican establishment, the John McCain's of the world, the press, the media, the bureaucracy in Washington, you know, they believe we are flat out nuts. Yeah, that was why the Today Show aired that. Look at these people. And they're nothing. They're robots. They just, you know, they're brainwashed. They're, you know, they don't get it. I think it's unbelievable. And I'm very curious why it's happening. Why you feel the way you do to defend at every turn. Please tell me. 258-0550. It's What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The one and only, now world famous CJ from Dac Diesel, is here to tell us about how he can fix anything, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Pressure's on now, CJ.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start with that. I mean, I do have a reputation for being able to fix things that other shops maybe can't fix or they can't quite figure out. So I do have that reputation for that, but I'm only human, so I only could do so much. I can't fix somebody's soul or their attitude. I try, but it doesn't work. could pray for them, so I can do that. But no, it's down here. Go ahead, Scott.
You're amazing. You're wonderful, and I know you can fix anything with a diesel engine in it. That maybe I'll put that a little qualifier on there, but you know.
No. Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. But yeah, it's just crazy down here. It's one of these things that I never thought your show would treat me so well, but then again, I'm getting a ton of referrals, you know, just because of the work that is done down here, you know. So right now we're absolutely swamped. Right now I think we're getting close to 3 to 4 weeks out already. One good thing is coming up is it looks pretty promising that I'll have two new techs starting with me. So that's a really good thing. You know, we'll be able to get the customers taken care of faster and everything else. The one advantage to my shop versus other shops is I take a personal interest in absolutely every vehicle, you know, whether it's a truck, tractor, or a pickup truck that goes out of here. And it's one of those things, even if I don't do the work, I'm always there to make sure that, you know, everything's done right. I refuse to let it go out the door unless I take a look over it myself. You know, so that's definitely, you know, one of the advantages down here. And we have, I would say, probably about the lowest failure rate, you know, anywhere. So, you know, it's one of those things. If you want your truck, pickup truck, tractor fixed, done right, definitely give us a call down here. The best number lately, my cell phone's been giving me a little bit of trouble. I haven't been receiving all my phone calls. Verizon says they're working on it. So it's best probably to just call the office number. We're actually pretty good about answering it in the office number. So it's 258-5011. But if you can't get a hold of me there, you can still call my cell phone. Try to get a hold of me there at 210-0888.
We are so proud of the partnership that we've had with CJ at DAC Diesel, helping to build his business as so many more. It's a testament to the power of advertising. It really is radio advertising. What's on your mind? Radio advertising. And it's been so fun. So keep cranking, CJ, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
DACDiesel.com or call them at 258-5011, 258-5011. David's on the road. What's on your mind, David? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, you know, you were just talking about the Wisconsin people and why they still have support for them, right? Well, the whole thing comes down, as far as I'm concerned, it's a trust factor. It's, you know, you look at what people say and what they do. And, you know, I even thought about when Barack Obama got elected and then he looked at his voting record and he votes present on everything. I have nothing to relate to, and I have zero trust in what his beliefs are. And, you know, Trump is so upfront with what he believes and what he wants for the American people. Yeah, I'm going to allow him a verbal mistake, and I'm going to allow him to maybe make a faux pas of some kind, because I do know that he absolutely has my best interest at heart.
Yeah, well said. It's a trust thing, right? I mean, that's the
absolutely.
Key word there. Do you trust him or not? So in other words, people that say, well, Barack Obama had done that, he'd have been mad. Yeah, you're right, but I didn't trust him. I didn't ever see anything from him that said he had my back. This guy
never.
Just seems to care for the forgotten American, you know?
Yeah, and that's why they don't want to cover any of that stuff, because I tell you, when people will trust you, that is a dagger in the heart of, you know, people who have nefarious objectives in mind for, you know, whatever they're doing in, you know, let's call it the swamp.
Let's call it the swamp is right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you know, that's all I have to say.
That's well said, David. Appreciate that call. Thank you very much. Roger in Fargo, give me your tick.
You talking to me?
Yes, I am, Roger. Oh. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay, yeah. Why I trust him is because he's went in there and he's done just about everything he said he was going to do, and he has not let go. He's like a bulldog. He hangs on. He's a fighter, and he has got the back of America. I don't see why anybody cannot see that, you know. And that's about all I got to say about it.
Do you ever try and convince anybody, Roger, that doesn't see it?
Oh, yes. I have tried, you know. I got a lot of liberal friends. They just, man, I tell you what, their ears and hearts are closed. You know, that's the way it is.
What do you think? What do you think opens that up?
Well, I think I don't think it can be. To be honest with you, I mean, you they see what's on the news. They, you know, they got it, and they still cannot. You know, they see what he's doing. They got to see what's going on with the economy. I just cannot figure out why they can't see the rest of it. You know.
I have a hope that this tax cut thing, ultimately, again, most of the benefit is you know, for people next year, right?
It's going to be, and everything takes time to get through, you know, government. You know, it seems to take longer. The other thing is, I don't understand why, you know, when we got somebody in there, why we can't just say, hey, you know what, you're not doing your job, out, you know. Get out of the game if you can't do your job.
Can't implement it better. Can't, and that's what I think Trump has brought to government. He's just a disruptor, you know, and it makes such a difference. But, you know, you touched on something. Things take time to implement tax plans, right, without question. But things take
exactly.
time. Things take time. Maybe naive optimism, but my optimism is that at some point, you know, there's an awakening. There's an enlightenment wait a minute. I was working for $7 an hour, and there were all kinds of, unemployment, and, you know, I didn't have many job opportunities. Now I'm working for $15 an hour, and I can continue to move up and go to different jobs. And, you know, look at the African-American unemployment rate. It's the lowest in the history since they've recorded this.
I know, right? That's the thing that, you know, got me the most is the Hispanic and the blacks lowest unemployment, and you don't hear too much whining out of them as much as you used to. So I guess what he's doing is working.
Appreciate the call, Roger. Nice chatting with you, and welcome others. The texter says, I don't care what Trump said. My vote was decided between two people, Donald J. Trump and me. No Russians had anything to do with my vote, and I'm so sick of hearing about it. Go Trump. Trump supporters have very little interest in media opinions and lies. They've seen it for over 2.5 years. It just makes them more supportive. Yeah, you see someone you see doing a good job under attack, and what do? You push back. More coming up. Twin Buttes, North Dakota today on What's
You're
On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning says he wants to have a good relationship with Russia and its President Vladimir Putin, but he tweets this morning, quote, the fake news media wants so badly to see a major confrontation with Russia, even one that could lead to war. That follows an interview he gives CBS that airs last night, in which he says he does believe the current U.S. intelligence community's conclusions concerning Russian meddling in 2016's election direction, but he says he doesn't believe former U.S. intelligence officials who have since left office.
I certainly don't have confidence in past people. You look at what's happened. Take a look at all of the shenanigans that have gone on. Very hard to have confidence in that group.
207,000 Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, down 8,000 from the week before. Analysts expected a rise. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. We're glad you're out there listening, whether it's on the Mothership 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, or the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Watford City. Going to be there for a big event coming up here shortly. Where are we going? Oh, Rip Fest, August 10th. Mark that on your calendar. And, of course, KLTC 1460, the voice of the Western Edge. Glad to have you along in the program. Thank you so much. Twin Buttes, North Dakota, our location today for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Somebody asked, Central or Mountain Time for the Twin Buttes events? It's Central. So 2 to 3 is 2 to 3 Central. 4 to 7 for the free barbecue, free stuff, and live music by ND22. If you've not been to one of these, take the time. Come. Bring the kids. Have a great time. Steve Holen, the superintendent of Watford City Schools, was in Granora, had his kids along. Man, they were having a blast. You know, they have, you know, all kinds of things. But the free stuff kids really like. It's a lot of fun, a lot of things they like. So, but the barbecue is great. The information sessions are wonderful. It's fabulous. So it's a grand old time. It really is. 800-228-0550. Chat about whatever you'd like to chat about here today. Next hour, some folks from Twin Buttes. And also Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. For the rest of this hour, whatever is on your mind, you call me up, 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Love to hear what is on your mind. I'm going to go to Mark near Dickinson in a second and get to some of your texts as well. But actually, two other things that I quickly wanted to mention that I'm curious about. One is the farm bill. For folks that obviously in the farming community, ranch community, want to know, you know, where things will be once this current farm bill expires and the new one, you'd like to have as much notice as possible, and they've really performed on that very well. Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kevin Cramer, selected to serve on the conference committee yesterday of the farm bill is a really big deal. Not just like a political thing where you say, hey, you did this, you did that. I'm just saying to have North Dakota influence like that, because Senator John Hoeven is on it as well. And I believe he's been on it before, but for, you know, Senator Hoeven, he's, you know, one of 100, little easier chance to get on the Senate side of the conferees. For Congressman Cramer, you're now selected as one of 435. But together, the influence for North Dakota for these two is phenomenal. And I'm curious if there's anything you hope that leverage is used for in the farm bill, because now is the time to let your voice be heard. And, of course, you know, we're all watching the trade deals. I know that President Trump has continued to back-channel progress on all of them, and the deals are getting better the longer they wait, and, you know, NAFTA's close, and but, you know, the Democrats, the Farmers Union, they don't have anything other than hope that, you know, farm and ranch country uncertainty with the trade deals will cause you to be, you know, liberal like them and want more government programs. You know, that's how they think. Okay, good. Now they need us. Now they need it. We'll get them in our, they'll come with us. Just look at these trade deals. I mean, what I wish, memo to the media, sidebar to the media. Do you ever see into what they are advocating for? And I'm talking about Senator Heitkamp, all the Democrats, the Farmers Union, and that group that is running around telling you how horrible things are because Donald Trump is deciding farmers have been jammed too long. Ranchers have been jammed too long, and we're going to try and get them better deals. Let's not have farmers take the brunt of every dang trade deal. Okay, we're going to do it differently. We're not going to say, you know, you get a better deal than we get. Level the playing field, reciprocity on all these things. And the reason is, the left continues to hammer away, is politics. Pure 100% politics. They're using all that uncertainty to stir up your emotions and try and get votes. It's what they do. I hope you see through it. But it has taken, you know, I know there are a lot of sleepless nights going on. I'm not dismissing that this is a challenging time. But if you just drill down on some of these things, and you know, I don't take this out on soybean growers themselves, but the people who ultimately advocate for soybean growers, in my mind, are getting a bit embarrassing. In the fact that they don't see any of the advantage of a better deal, and they're only looking at what is terrible, okay? And the what ifs and the worst case scenarios, rather than say, you know, hey, you know, because that level of hysteria leads to people saying, well, we'll take a worse deal sooner, right? And, you know, if you're worried about the price of soybeans, like every soybean grower should, you can lock in a price when you like it better. I mean, you know, so if we're saying, hey, soybeans were, look what they were, and now look at this, why didn't you lock in there? You could have gotten that price. You could have got the contract. Right? So if we're going to play the blame game, say Donald Trump's the reason this has fallen, and come down, which, by the way, Eugene Grainer would tell you is not, and explains it very, very well. We need Eugene on again, as this has taken a while. But if you think what I'm saying is totally stupid, and I am been dropped on my head, and have no idea what I'm saying, you call and tell me. I'm just giving you my take on it. But I'd like yours. I would like yours. 800-228-0550. I didn't finish my thought on the price thing, but that's okay. I've talked enough. Get back to the phones. Mark near Dickinson at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Scott. Hey, I'm wondering if you or your listeners are familiar with a book by John Kennedy back in the 60s called Profiles in Courage. And it's a bunch of stories that President Kennedy wrote before he was president about fellas who were willing to burn their political capital, if you will, for points that they felt they were right on. They were willing to stake their reputations and their trust and whatnot in the fact that they felt a certain way, and they were willing to sacrifice all to make that happen. Not to the same degree, but I get that impression with President Trump. He's less worried about the next election than he is getting done what he can get done as soon as he can.
Interesting point. I've never read the book. Obviously,
oh,
heard
should.
It.
You
I've
should.
I've heard of it, but
it's not a long or tough read, but it's excellent, excellent stories.
But he's telling stories about others. Kennedy's telling stories about others.
He is. He is. Yeah. I think he wrote it when he was a senator, I think.
So if he was writing it now, would Trump be in the book?
I don't know that he's of that caliber yet, but he certainly seems to be willing to put his foot in that door. He would, if the issue is big enough, he's going to burn what he's got to make it happen.
And the only way you get something accomplished using that mode is to have the people behind you in North Dakota and Wisconsin for the clip I played earlier.
Right, you know? Right.
Yeah.
You might not have the press or all the folks that are making the noise behind you.
Of course not. Never will, probably.
But the ones that count. Yeah, it's a good read, and this certainly is in that vein in my way of thinking.
I mean, there was a point where the vast majority of the Republican elected folks were not with Trump. I mean, into the convention and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I think us, Mark, mm-hmm. you and the people that make up this audience in this great state, they see the level of loyalty for him because he has remembered us who have since been forgotten for too long.
Yeah.
And it scares them. So the Republicans have had to come along to say, I don't know what's going on, but something's going on, and I'm with Trump. I have to be because look at the people. They love him. So we're his strength. No doubt about it.
I think that you're seeing the folks that voted for him expected something. They expected something different. They expected something to get done. Those people are now proud of what they've done, the man they've elected. And that's a loyalty that's a lot different than someone who turned out a good commercial and got your interest. They're going to have a hard time shaking that off. He's going to really have to do something wrong. And if he's trying to do his best, and it doesn't come out, that isn't going to matter. They're going to know he done his best.
I agree. I think he's got a reservoir of support that's going to allow a screw up, a genuine mm-hmm. screw up. Trump is, I don't think, great at wanting to focus on where something went bad, and that's just typical business guy because things go bad every day, and you just got to let it roll off your back and go. Whenever it happens, I think it would even be less of a big deal if he owns it, right? Hey, this is my screw up. Whatever. Now we go on.
Anybody who talks or speaks as much as he does is going to make a screw up once in a while. It's going to happen.
Exactly right. And this guy, I mean, he'll talk. George W. Bush, you'd hear from him maybe once a week, right? At a very especially, and most presidents. Obama was more than most, but most of them were very, very limited on access to just anybody asking anything. Not this guy. He's not afraid. Great call, Mark. Appreciate your insight on it. And you have another book on my pile now.
Okay. Good day, Scott.
Good day. Take care. Paul Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I got a little bit different view on things. I support Trump because his views on NATO, and especially Germany. I mean, U.S. Army 1977 to 2002. I was stationed in Germany for 3 years, been back there 3 times with the Army Reserves. The last time was 1997. And why was the U.S. military completely supporting that Serbian war? All the material was coming out of Kaiserslautern in K-Town. All the vehicles were ours. That doesn't equate to me. Why does the American taxpayer have to foot the bill? That's why I agree with the man. I mean, Merkel and the Europeans, they need to be held accountable for our taxes, man.
Yeah, he has not been afraid there, and taking on even the military establishment on where we do need to spend and where we do need to invest, and certainly getting the fair share. So I agree with you, and I think the bust up the norms is what bring a lot of people to them. Thanks for the call. Bert and Fargo, let's get you in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, your caller, Mark, just 2 callers ago, hit it right on the head. Good job, Mark. But my reasoning is that I really believe Trump is doing what's best for America. The Senate, they have hundreds of bills piled up on their desk because they do wait to hear what the special interests and the lobbyists tell them to do. They don't answer to the American people. And I really think that, Trump is trying to do what's best for America as a whole, not any group in particular. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Bert. Thanks a lot. Love hearing what's on your mind. It's what the show's all about, not just on this topic, on anything. Call us, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, on What's on Your Mind. Twin Buttes, North Dakota today. Are you going to be here? Come on. Starts at 2. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On your mind. Brought to you in part today by Pipers. 877-700-4099. The number to call for your catalog. Land auctions, real estate, land management. They have a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen at Pipers. They do. A lot happening. And hope you had a chance to take in that consignment auction at the Auction Center of North America, the consignment auction. So that's pretty neat. But there's a lot more happening. And crop, pasture, hunting land auctions, equipment, retirement auctions. Give them a call at 877-700-4099 or go to pipers.com and find out more. Back on What's on Your Mind, Twin Buttes, North Dakota, our location today. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments on anything, including, getting a big, beautiful, American-made flagpole in front of your business, in front of your house, to tell us how much you love America. My friend Jim, the flagpole guy, can take care of you. We're on a quest to get 100 new poles up in 2018. We're halfway there. Need your help. Give Jim a call. Jim, how are you?
Hey, good, Scott. Good, Scott. You know, this whole business has always just been about the people and the spirit of America. And, you know, I installed a flagpole for a friend of mine, and the neighbor drove by and gave him $200 just for beautifying the neighborhood.
Are you kidding me? Wanted to contribute to the flagpole project, huh?
Yeah, it was a very, I don't know. It's just a very important spot. Just everything was perfect. We had the right size pole for the setting, and every time people drive by, they have to look at that flagpole. Now, you know, Patriots, they stop and say thank you, and they give money, and some of the people that aren't Patriots, they got to drive by and look at it anyways. How about that, huh?
That's so great. Happy. And by the way, that's a good idea. Maybe some neighbors want to get together and put it in a particular spot that works between the, you know, 3-4 houses, whatever, and get a nice, you know, big one that maybe on a corner or whatever. I think that's a wonderful idea, another way to do it. I don't think there ought to be a business, really, that doesn't have a flagpole out front and that flag flying. I really don't. I mean, just think of being able to have won the lottery by being born in the United States of America and to own a business and then be able to, to engage in free enterprise. That's worth saying thank you, Old Glory. Fly that flag, you know. Love
it. Today's business I'd like to promote and say thank you is S&S Roadrunner Sales Company of Bismarck. We're here installing a 35-foot internal halyard cable-based flagpole. It's going to have a 6-foot by 10-foot American flag on top of it. And, you know, here we are. Guy told me his story that works here and told me how it has grown and how they're doing well, and they have their own Badlands name brand, and how the American success story just continues on one person at a time. And that's what it's all about, is celebrating the American experience and promoting individual freedom and teaching our children the Constitution. That's what it's all about right there, Scott.
Well, it's also about doing business with a patriot. We appreciate so much what you do and the passion with what you bring. ndflagpoleguy.com to find out more. 701-571-FLAG. Give them a call. Go online and get the Tyranny Assault Vehicle headed your way with a flagpole ready to go. You haven't seen anything until you've seen the Tyranny Assault Vehicle. It's why the flag? That's how we take it on. Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless your audience. God bless America.
Same to you, sir. God bless you. Appreciate it very much. Randy, in our neighboring South Dakota, what's on your mind today, sir?
Curious why we didn't have any media coverage on there were 20 oil tankers that spilled in northwest Iowa into the river. And you just didn't hear anything about it on the national level at all, very little local. And yet, when an oil pipeline ruptures a few hundred gallons out in the middle of nowhere, they make a big deal out of it.
Very interesting. I hadn't heard about it. Did you tell?
Yeah, it's about a week ago. There were 20 cars, and it was at least 250,000 gallons, I heard, of raw crude that dumped into one of the smaller tributary rivers in northwest Iowa.
So if I hadn't heard about it, it's my fault because I just looked through various news services. Todd hasn't heard about it. It means that the news organizations aren't doing it because Todd's constantly looking at all the different news sources.
You should be able to find it. I mean, you'll be able to find a little bit on it.
Yeah, I don't doubt it happened, but I think you're raising a really good point that, you know, it's...
But what is it going to take for our country to get back to where we get good journalism? I mean, really... I mean, you've got Fox News, but let's face it, they're biased to the other side, which, I mean, I lean towards them most of the time, but in reality, we don't really have a true factual media.
No, we don't. No, we don't. And that's why I say buyer beware. Consumers need to know, what the what the deal is. When you're pulling up a newspaper and you're looking at it, you're not looking at an objective bit of news. Number one, what they decided to put in there. Your example being a good one. All the news coverage in North Dakota about DAPL, and here's a train dumping 20 oil cars into a river,
right.
and you're not doing anything because they didn't decide to cover it. So is what they don't cover too. So you're absolutely right, Randy. I think we just got to keep pushing them, and that's the business model will change because they're going to die. They are slowed down, but it's happening right now. Great chat with you, Randy. Call again, Chris in Watford City. You're next after the break on What's on Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.